welcome to this week's sermon. I trust it's going to bless you, empower you. I'm going to be speaking on the overflow comes by faith. I'm believing for an impartation of faith as you listen to this. God bless you as you enjoy what God's about to do in your life.
The Lord spoke to me and he said this to me. He said two things he wants to happen. He said the first thing that he wanted to happen is, you know, we talk about the year of overflow and we talk about the year of increase and we talked about how God wants to do a greater measure. The measure you give is the measure you receive, and God's increasing a measure, right? And so God spoke to me about certain things that we were to increase our measure in. So the first thing we talked about was the area of resource, and we begin to talk about that. But this is what God spoke to me in the last 2 weeks. He said he is wanting an increase measure, an increased measure in the area of soul winning. He's wanting to see an increased measure in the area of people coming to know Jesus in our services. Now, we have 10 services on a weekend, and we're about to have another one when we start the Northeast Camp, the North Campus. Now, if we're starting the North Campus, and there's going to be more people, opportunity to get saved, we average probably about 120, 130 people saved every week. And people think that's amazing. And that's good, and I'm grateful for it. But we have 13,000 people who say they're a part of Planet Shakers Church in Melbourne. Having 10 services a weekend, if we average 20 people a service, that would mean we'd get 200 people saved every weekend. And I'm passionate about winning lost people. I'm passionate about people coming to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, because, by the way, that's what God's passionate about. He's not passionate about our houses or our buildings. He likes supplying those because he's good, but he's more passionate about plundering hell and populating heaven. See, Jesus didn't come to just make us fat and comfortable. Jesus came so that we would lay down our lives to reach a lost generation. And so I'm believing for an increased measure of people getting saved in our meetings, in our week. It's all got to do with focus. So if we get up every day and say, God, show me somebody to share my faith with, my story. You don't have to have the right good to have good theology, but you don't have to have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and know everything. You just got to tell people what Jesus did for you and so you can experience the same. And then you can say, hey, you should come to church. And this is what our church looks like. And you show them a video of it and they'll go, wow, that's amazing. We got to increase the measure of winning lost people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that none should perish. And I'm challenging us as a church and getting us focused as a church. This week, get up in the morning, pray for lost people. Pray to encounter people and go looking for them. Increase our measure. Who would come into agreement with that? Let's give the Lord a hand if we agree with that. That we are believing for more people to get saved than we've ever seen before. Oh, but I've asked people and they've knocked me back. Guess what? Welcome to the world. But if you have the truth is what, you know, you don't get them preaching and get in people's face. You just tell them what Jesus did and invite them. If they say no, cool. If they say yes, awesome. But they'll never come if you don't invite. They'll never experience Jesus if you don't tell them. The Bible says this, the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. So the issue is never the harvest. It's always about the laborers. So we've got to be lost people focused. See, the truth is Christians, after they've been saved a while, lose their focus with lost people. So we got to increase the measure. Second thing, God passionately speaking to me about church planting. And we need to plant more churches. We need to raise up more leaders. We need to see, every time we plant a church, we create a place for people to encounter Jesus, for marriages to be restored, people get saved, for finances to be blessed, for miracles to happen, and we've got to plant churches. There's global churches that this year, we've got Austin, we're looking at Geneva, early next year we'll start. The campus officially, and Singapore. We're on it. We're starting to set these things up, but there's more. And the Lord spoke to me, and He says, "You got this miracle overflow offering, and we got to plant more churches." Now, here's the deal: we've also got debt in our church buildings because we've had to get them. I'm believing that we pay off our debt and put that money that we pay in interest toward church planting, because if we can do that, that's $80,000 a month we can put to focusing on church planting and outreach. So how do we do that? Increase our measure. We've given well, but I want to challenge us. Let's get rid of the debt and sow into evangelism, sow into church planting. I'm passionate about it. There's something in me that God's arrested my spirit and says, hey, the time is running out. Look at the time. Look at the signs of the times. Look, there's more. There's more issues happening in our society than ever before. There's an increase. If you look at the end times and look at the... See, God is saying, hey, time's running out, but I need the church to rise up and have faith to believe to win the world. Now, how do we do that? We raise up leaders, we church plant, we raise up finances, we get rid of debt, and we sow. If Pastor Art Bossoff in a third world country can pay every building off in cash, then he can turn up to Planet Shakers Awakening and say, hey, I believe in the vision, here's $50,000 from South Africa, a third world nation. We can do it here in a first world nation. Amen. This is the season for increase. Increase our measure in souls, in church planting, to go and to bring. Go and bring people, bring our tithes, bring our offerings, bring resources, bring our talents, bring. Bring, get it in your spirit. Bring. Go. Two-thirds of God's name is go. The other third is D. Go and disciple. Nations. Just this week, I had a phone call from someone about Papua New Guinea to the abolishment of malaria, because there's a malaria issue in Papua New Guinea. And this is God. This is His strategy. There's a global fund that wants to sow money into. The eradication of malaria in Papua New Guinea. Rang a friend of ours and said, hey, we want to sow into this. The head of this global fund is in Geneva. It's the largest global relief fund in the world. The head of it's in Geneva. Rings our friend to partner with that organization, and that organization said, you should partner with Planet Shakers as well. So through our partnerships, we're now going and meeting with this person in Geneva and soon. And because we're going to have a church there, they're all the people we're going to be influencing to release kingdom resource around the globe. The time, there's an acceleration in the spirit, friends. Something's about to go boom, boom, boom. Something's about to explode. Get ready for the overflow. If you believe that, shout yeah. Oh, I better hurry up. Better hurry. I gotta hurry. Woo! Fourth dimension. We talked about that. God, man, and the devil occupy the spirit realm, the fourth dimension that you can't see. And what man agrees to in the fourth dimension, whether it's to God or to the devil, is released into the third dimension. The four things that activate in the fourth dimension to change the third dimension is our thinking, our words, our dreams, and we've talked about those things, but the fourth thing is faith. How many know that faith is the currency of heaven? So if we're to bring heaven to earth, it takes faith. Hebrews 11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. The unseen realm gets released into the seen realm, and faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word hope means expect. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and He rewards. Everyone say rewards. The passive. No, it doesn't say that. The people who just turn up on Sunday every now and then. No, it doesn't say that. He rewards those who earnestly seek after Him. It's the faith realm of the believer that releases the heavenly realm into the earthly realm. Let your kingdom come on in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. So God wants to release heaven on earth. He would never tell us to pray that prayer. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, if He never had the desire to do that. He would never have released His Son to say the kingdom of heaven is like, and He would teach on the kingdom of heaven most of the time on His time on earth, because God's desire is to release heaven on earth through faith. Every miracle Jesus did, it was by faith. John chapter 15 says this. Jesus was talking. He says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off, everyone say cuts off, every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. Now, what was the thing that God gave man in the garden? Be fruitful, multiply, to replenish, to subdue and have dominion. So God's plan is that every person in our DNA, our spirit man, has the ability to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, to have dominion. So anything that isn't producing fruit, He prunes. Right? And He prunes the branches that, but not only does He do that, He actually removes the branches, He cuts off the branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they'll produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I've given you. And then He says, remain in me and I'll remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Everyone say much fruit. See, God just doesn't want you to produce fruit. He wants you to produce much fruit. What is much fruit? It's an overflow. It says, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. This is Jesus talking. This isn't Jesus, gentle Jesus, meek and mild, you're so nice all the time. This is Jesus saying, hey, I've invested in you. I've given you the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. I've given you power and authority, so I'm expecting you to do something with it. If you put money in a bank and it gave you no interest, you'd take that money out and put it in a bank that would. And the same it is with the Spirit of God and the gifts and the talents God has given us. He's saying, I've invested in you everything you need. Well, I can't win lots of people. Acts 1:8, you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Now, you've been empowered by the Spirit of God. There's no I can't in the kingdom of God. There is I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Would somebody give God a praise? It says this, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, here, what's a sign of being a disciple? If you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. So in the other words, no fruit brings God dishonor. Much fruit brings God honor. So God invested in us and created us to produce much fruit. And there's three seasons this scripture talks about. God's desire is to make us fruitful and multiply to overflow. In everyone's life, there are different seasons. Some areas of our life we experience overflow. Other seasons we're sowing for the overflow. In other seasons we're producing fruit and on our way to seeing the overflow. Each season requires faith because faith is the currency of heaven. So in this story, is the pruning season is the first one. And the purpose of the pruning is always about multiplying and prospering. When you cut back a flower or a plant, you cut it back not to kill it, but you cut it back so it will multiply and produce much fruit. So when God takes things from you, instead of getting an attitude, what's wrong with me, start thanking God in faith. There's a multiplication and a much fruit season coming. I remember when God told, we were running four conferences in Australia, 25,000 delegates. Our biggest conference was in Brisbane. We were getting 8,000 people there and 1,000 people outside trying to get in, couldn't get in. And God speaks to me and he says, Russell, I want you to cut back to one conference. We had just started the church. And I'm like, God, do you know what that means? He says, yes. I said, well, let me explain what that means just in case you don't know. That means our CD sales will drop. That means our influence across Australia will stop to where it could be. And that also means our Bible college will take less students in. He goes, I know. I said, but that doesn't sound like you. You're a God of advancement. He said, well, it is me. So I'm sitting in our last conference in Brisbane for that season, 8,000 people packed out, 1,000 people trying to get in, and I'm going, I am crazy. Guess what happened in Australia? Our album sales dropped, our Bible college registrations dropped, and our influence dropped. Guess what happened in Melbourne? Our church increase. Guess what happened around the globe? Our global footprint increase, our music exploded across the globe, and all these things happened. But our conference decreased. I'm like, God, this is crazy. You know, we got to win Australia. Our church increased. The pruning actually cut back. But here's the deal. See, time reflects a lot of things. And because we stayed in faith in the pruning, the last conference we had, which in one sense, we pruned the budget because we went from an average of $120 per registration to $20, but our numbers doubled over the conference. And we, in faith, it doesn't make sense that how are we going to pay for this? We've had this big decrease in revenue. How are we going to pay for this? And we had a $100,000 extra increase in venue costs, which we weren't expecting. I'm like, God, how does this happen? The pruning happened, but this year we had our largest conference. We had in one place. We had millions of people watch us around the world, so it was our largest conference all over the globe. Out of that came that press release because Sammy Rodriguez was here and there's a partnership happening. The pruning season, because we stayed in faith, took us through to a season of fruitfulness and to much fruit. And I'm here to say to you today, all glory to God, that we paid for the conference. Not just we paid for the conference, but we had about $150,000 overflow, and we come into the next season, not in the red, but in the black. Why? I don't know, but it's because of him. So stay in faith in the pruning season. 2 years ago, our church went through some pruning. Oh, you might not have seen the pruning, but there was some pruning. Come in this building, there's some pruning. We had to cut back in costs and all that. There's pruning. But the result is more people. The result 2 years ago, that pruning actually released what we're living in now. Why? Because in the pruning, instead of getting an attitude, in the pruning, instead of getting disappointed, I was disappointed 2 years ago with some things, but I didn't live in the disappointment. I decided I can't live back here or back here. I've got to live there. I've got to live by faith, not in people or situations. I've got to live faith in God. And I've got to keep my vision empowering generations to win generations. 2 years ago, personally, I was disappointed with some things. But in that pruning, God was preparing.
It all started with one moment. One thought. An idea planted in the heart of man by God, who was looking to empower a generation. This idea to stir a passion in the hearts of these individuals began to be noticed as lives were changed, dreams were ignited, and the impossible became possible. These planet shakers began to affect the world around them as the kingdom of God started to be manifest through them. They were marked by generosity, courage, and faith. Their songs became anthems all over the world. Seeds of revival took root and began to multiply. With Jesus always at the center of these gatherings spanning 20 years, the legacy continues. Will you be the one in your generation through which this idea continues to grow until we see the world come to know Jesus and together we shake the planet?
I hope you're enjoying the sermon so far. My prayer is that you encounter Jesus. Why don't you sit back and enjoy and open your spirit to see an enlargement of faith. No matter what season you're in, God wants to release greatness in you.
They say, an eagle, Isaiah 40 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount on with wings of eagles, they shall run and not grow weary, they shall walk and not faint. An eagle, halfway through their life, fly up to an area of where there's rocks and also waterfalls. And what they do, they go up there and they sharpen their beak to make it sharp because their beak had become blunt over the years of life. They sharpen their beak. See, in His presence, God wants you to sharpen your beak, your speech. They have 180 degree head turn. So what they start doing is plucking off all their old feathers. They had served them for the first part of their life. Pluck them and they end up become naked basically from the feathers. And for 40 days they sit under a waterfall and what happens is new feathers come and they have a renewal. They let go of their past disappointments, their past battles, their past victories, and they're getting renewed. When God prunes you, instead of running away and getting disappointed, get in His presence and live in faith. The pruning season. The next season it's talking about is the producing fruit season. Good things are happening, but yet you're yet in overflow. We are fruitful and on our way to much fruit. Sometimes when we are fruitful, we become comfortable because we become self-reliant. Most people, listen to this, most people live between pruning and producing, but don't move into much fruit season. Why? Because when you start producing, you start having success. You and I, there's three reasons why this, three reasons. Number one, we become self-reliant, independent on ourselves, not understanding it's God, so we go out of faith. Number two, our vision is too small because all we're living in is on the fruit of today instead of the blessing of tomorrow. And number three, we don't increase our measure. So this year is such a significant because I believe as a church, prophetically, we're in a fruitful season, but we're yet to be in much fruit in every area. So how do you do that? You increase your vision, you become more God-dependent, and you increase your measure. So many people stop going into the much fruit season because they stop living in faith and start living in self-dependence. I'm here to tell you, you're in a church that is totally opposed to self-dependence, totally opposed to relying on me, myself, and I, We are dependent on God. We are dependent on His purpose. We are going for Him more and more and more, and we're not going to settle. 13,000 people is good, and that's great. And you know, if all 13,000 were coming, that would be good too. But even in the thousands that come, we are not, we have not arrived. We're on a journey to much fruit. But I've got to get on the last bit. The much fruit season. God's plan is fruitful, multiply, subdue, have dominion. Replenish, subdue, have dominion. God's plan is for much fruit because much fruit represents what He's like. That's why He prunes to create much fruit. You think it's a loss, but it's actually a pruning to get more. Prunes so that you can produce more. That's why in the producing of fruitful season, He's saying, keep living in faith, I've got more. So many people, I just want to have a nice life. Wake up. Nice life people do nothing but watch TV. It's much fruit people that say, God, prune me. God, in the midst of producing, I need more of You because there's more to release. Much fruit. You say, well, how do I get into that much fruit season? I'm glad you asked. Those who remain in Me, the Bible says, and I in them will produce much fruit, for from apart from Me, you can do nothing. How did we live in overflow at conference? It's got nothing to do with maths. To Him be the glory in Planet Shakers. To Him, He is the one that breathed on the conference. He's the one who breathed miracles. He's the one who provided. He's the one who gave you and I resources to sow. He's the one. Produce. It ain't got nothing to do with me or you other than we've stayed in faith. The Amplified Version says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever lives in Me and I in him bears much or abundant fruit. God's plan is for abundant fruit. How do I live in abundant fruit? How do I get that? It says, but here's how. What's the key to the much fruit season? But if you remain in Me and My words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Not may, will. When you produce much fruit, you are My true disciples. This brings glory, great glory to My Father. Ephesians 3, to Him be the glory in the church. God, our fruitfulness or much fruit gives Him glory. It reflects His greatness. It reflects His Godness. It reflects that nothing's impossible to those who believe. It reflects miracles. It reflects heaven on earth. To Him be the glory. How do I have this much fruit? If you remain in Me and My words remain in you. Two components. Worship and the Word. Intimacy. Worship. Remaining in Him. Abiding in Him. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His prayer, we're created to worship. What is worship? To kiss towards, to be intimate with. God's saying, hey, I want your life not to be just a bunch of random things or a bunch of religious things. I want your life to be a bunch of intimacy with Me. Remain in Me and My words remain in you. See, there are some people who know the Word but don't know how to worship. They can quote the Word, but they don't know intimacy. But there's some people who know intimacy, but don't know the Word. So they tend to become fruity and crazy. And these people become religious and law. But if you want to bear much fruit, it's in His presence, backed up by His Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is the Word. The Word became flesh. So I live in much fruit as I live in intimacy with Jesus and I let His Word. 2 years ago, when there's a pruning happening in our church, when that years ago, when God said, take the conference back to one place, I said, God, this doesn't make sense. But now, as I look at it, we've remained in Him. We've been always hungry for His presence and always diligent for His Word. And His Word says, empower generations to win generations. Just this week, one of the largest Christian universities in the world said, we want to partner with Planet Shakers globally. Daystar comes and pays for out the message of Jesus to be released from this nation. Why? Worship in the Word. Let me put it another way. Abiding and aligning. Abiding in His presence and aligning your life with the Word of God. Not aligning your life with culture, but aligning your life with kingdom. Well, they do it this way. This is our culture. No, this is the kingdom. When we go and plant churches, we will be respectful of the culture, but we honor a greater culture and a greater kingdom that is there to transform culture. It's a kingdom of God. And we will serve cities and nations, but we'll serve it through the kingdom. Abiding and aligning, spirit and truth. John 4:24, God is spirit and His worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. In His presence, spirit. In His word, truth. Spirit and truth, abiding and aligning. Worship in the word. That's how I remain in Him. Every day I worship Him, I worship you, God. When I'm in His presence, He changes how I think. When I'm in His presence, He changes my heart attitudes. When I'm in His presence, He speaks to me, forgive that person. Then I get the Word, and the Word says, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who've sinned against us. And I align with the Word of God, and I choose to forgive. Now I'm abiding to produce much fruit. But if I don't, if I just get in His presence and I don't live in His word, I don't activate much fruit. Abide and align. Worship and the word. Spirit and in truth. And the result is, because I'm now no longer living in me, but I'm living in Him, He gives you the desires of His heart. In other words, His desires become our desires. So if we're truly in worship in the Word, when I say, let's win more lost people, His desire is lost people. It's yes and amen. When I say, hey, we want to reduce that so we can release church planting around the world, we're like, yeah, what can we do? Because His desire is that we don't live in debt and also to release the kingdom through church planting. Worship in the Word. He will give you the desires of your heart. What is the desires of your heart? Who is the desire of your heart? It should be Jesus. And whatever Jesus wants, I want. Whatever Jesus loves, we should love. Whatever Jesus thinks, not what religion thinks, what Jesus thinks. Jesus, the Son of God. The Bible says, it gives you the desires of your heart. The Bible says, the desire, Jesus is the desire of the nations. So when I abide in Him, worship in the Word, spirit and truth, abiding and aligning, He gives me the desires of my heart. Jesus, the desires of the nation. And then my desire is to release Him in everything I do to the nations. And the result is the Father is glorified because in pruning I stayed in faith. Because in fruitfulness I stayed in faith. And now I'm producing much fruit. Why? Because I'm living in faith. Because I cannot do anything, or you and I cannot do anything without Him. Faith is the key in every season. We build our faith by abiding in Him, and He gives us kingdom desires which lead to much fruit. Ask of me and I'll give you the nations as your inheritance. God is not in a bad mood. You are His desires. His desire is to bless you to be a blessing. Bless me to be a blessing. Bless Planet Shakers to be a blessing. You know, the thing that excites me more than anything, the large crowds, the global influence, the thing that excites me more is when one person says, I had a breakthrough here. When one person says, I was lost, but now I'm found. When one person says, I was sick and I got healed as we worshiped. To Him be the glory in the church. To Him. When Russell Evans was born, there was no star over my manger. But when he was born, all of earth stood still. And the time was written AD and BC at his birth. Faith comes by abiding. You say, I don't have faith. No, no. If you're a Christian, you have faith. It's how you get saved. Our job is to create environments for that seed to grow. Worship and the Word creates environments. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When God breathes into His Word, light comes. Who would say, prune me so I can produce more? Who would say, God, I'm not going to be self-reliant, I'm going to be God-reliant. And I want to see much fruit in my life for your glory. Let my life, and here's the thing I've discovered, there'll be some seasons that financially I have much fruit and relationally I have some pruning. Other seasons I'll have relationally much fruit and financially pruning. There's different seasons in different areas. But as long as I keep in faith in every area. So when I'm struggling financially, I don't pull back from giving to God. I actually step up, because that's faith. When people reject me, when I share my love of Jesus, I tell more people. When I see an abundance of people saved, I don't sit back and go, wow, that's good. I'm motivated for more.
I pray the message has blessed you today. Why don't you connect with us? We'd love to connect with you. You can connect with us on social media, subscribe to us on YouTube, or download our app, which has everything, the one-stop shop of Planet Shakers. We just want to empower you to make a difference in this world. God bless you. Have a great week.